to you. Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year, guys. Yes, I can sing. Or at least I try. Happy New Year, guys. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening from wherever you are. This is your girl, Dai Bolo, with another episode of A Better Version of Myself. This is a podcast where we talk about everything and anything that will help us grow, become better people holistically. That means physically, mentally, financially, socially, emotionally, you know, all round, spiritually, in every aspect of it. So, if you are new here, come on. Thank you for being here. Thank you and welcome on board. You're in the right place. You'll be well taken care of here. Yeah, I will not promise you heaven and earth, but I'll promise you that you'll get at least something that can keep you going, something that will incite you, something that will intrigue you, something that will make you question a few things, something that will just, you know, you'll find interesting. So you're in the right place. Thank you so much for being here. And for my all-time favorite people, fans, listeners, subscribers, thank you so much for the support and the love. I mean, you've kept me going in the year 2021 since I started. Like, you guys have just been my ride and die, and I'm grateful. Thank you so much for the support. I can't thank you enough, like, for real. So thank you so much. Well, it's January 2022. I'm not very late wishing you a happy new year. So we still, the year is still very young. That is, like, I've literally translated it in Swahili. I don't know if that phrase is there in English. Like, the year is very young. In short, we're still in January. And we are not even in the mid-January. So yes, happy new year. We all have this what do we call them, resolutions that we make every year, right? And did you have one this year, or do you have one, or you decided not to do them anymore? For me, I want to share something that I've been doing for the past 3 years and has been amazing. And honestly, I can't remember where I got this from. I've tried to remember, I don't know, but I'm very sure I'm not the one who came up with them. I got them from somewhere, but I can't just remember. I wish I'd written down the source. But it's very amazing information that has really helped me. And it's written 9 things to ask yourself. You know, instead of, like, the resolution thing, it's like resolution, but it's not, you know. So you can say, if you have a pen and a paper, write down 9 things to ask yourself, all right? 9 things to ask yourself in this year 2022. These questions will help you think about your future, think about the levels, stages, seasons, and phases that you've gone through in the year 2021, and now you are going to year 2022. Like, they're reflective questions that will help you reflect. All right, so question number one: in what ways, big or small, have I grown? We are all growing in one way or another, in big ways or small ways. I mean, we have all our stages, all our progress is different. Yeah, my progress is different from yours, different from the other person's. And it is very important that you celebrate your wins. Remember, we say it's progress over perfection. We are not here to perfect things. We are here to make progress. And that is why I loved someone that said, practice doesn't make you perfect. Practice improves your your capability, or improves your something. I wish I could remember it, but yes, it's not about perfection. So you have grown in so many ways. It's just that sometimes we overlook this small journey, these small wins that we have. Yeah, we tend to forget the small wins that we experience. So ask yourself, in what ways, big or small, have I grown? Question number two: what limiting beliefs do I need to release? Remember, if you've listened to the previous episodes, there's a time we talked about limiting beliefs, the beliefs that you keep on telling yourself, that I'm not good enough, that I'm not able to do it, that I cannot, you know, I'm not beautiful enough, I don't have the capacity, or I don't think I'm able to do this. You know, those things that you keep on telling yourself that are limiting you, to get to your destiny or your purpose or achieving your goal? Yes. So what limiting beliefs do you need to release? Yeah. Is it the thing? Are you the type of that keeps on saying, I'm not good enough, I don't think I can do this, or I'm afraid, or, you know, those things? I mean, you know yourself better. So what limiting beliefs do you need to release and let go of so that it doesn't become part of you in the year 2022 because you tolerated it enough in the year 2021? Question number three, what stressed me out the most and what can I do to reduce my stress in that area? Remember, stress can bring diseases, or rather not even can. When you're stressed too much, you tend to get sick. You start having headaches, or your stomach, or your, you know, just it comes out in different ways with some people. Ulcers, you get ulcers because of too much stress, blood pressure, you know, all these things. So as you know yourself, what is this that stressed you out the most in the year 2021? What is it that you, is there something that you can do about the stress? Or what can you do to reduce your stress in that area? If it's something that you really don't have control over, what can you do to reduce the stress on that area? Do you need professional help, or do you need just someone that you can trust and talk to, or do you need to work on yourself? Or, you know that better than I do. I'm just guiding you here. So what is the stress that stressed you most, and what can you do to reduce the stress in that area? Number four, how will I nurture myself in 2022? How can you nurture yourself in 2022? What can you do to make yourself better? What can you do to improve, you know, those specific areas that you know about yourself? All right. Number five, what do I need to make room for in 2022? Sometimes we carry so much baggage that we don't have room for anything new that we need to. I always say, learn to unlearn, to relearn. You know, like, you just keep on learning. There are things you have to let go. No matter how much you learned it, but you, as you grow up, you realize it doesn't have value, or it doesn't go in line with your principles. It doesn't add value to your life. Yes, you learned it. At some point when you're growing up, it made sense, but as of now, it's not making sense. Let go of such, all right? And make room for new things. Learn new things. Things that will help you financially. Things that will help you mentally. Things that will help you spiritually. Things that will help you physically. Yeah? Learn something new. You don't stop learning. Sawa-sawa. Yes, sawa-sawa. Sawa-sawa means, like, are we together? All right? In Swahili, you say sawa-sawa. And English, in short, I'm just saying, are we together? All right? Number six, what habits do I want to create, to break, or refresh? What habits do I want to create, break, or refresh? The habits that you want to create, like a healthy lifestyle, you want to create it. Money management skills, you want to create that habit. It should be a habit. It's something that you know, you create. You have to break bad habits, all right? Refresh some of the habits. Had you started working out or eating healthy or reading a book or going, you know, learning a sport, and then you stopped along the way? If you did, then refresh these habits because they were useful to you. Refresh them so that they can be able to help you in the year 2022 as you work on becoming a better version of yourself. All right. Number seven, what do I need to learn more about? Physically, what do you need to learn more about nutrition, about food, about working out, about your health? Yeah, what do you need to learn about health, a healthy lifestyle? Emotionally, what do you need to learn about how to control your emotions, how to work on your emotions, how to deal with different people, how to accommodate people, how to walk away from some things? All right, mentally, how do you need to let go of some things that hurt you in the past? How can you accommodate situations that are happening, or how can you cope with some things that happened and you cannot, you know, they're just part of you, you cannot forget about them? And spiritually, how can you improve your relationship with your maker? How can you improve in reading the word of God? Those who are born again and you understand what I mean. How can you improve in reading the word of God? How can you improve? What do you need to learn more about God and your relationship with him? What do you need to learn more about the Holy Spirit? What do you need to learn more about praying? What do you need to, you know, all these things, living rightfully, you know, a holy lifestyle. Not perfection, but you know, rushes, you become rushes. What do you need to learn more about finances? How to save, how to invest, how to budget, you know? What do you need to learn about how to relate with people? Do you have, you know, how to have a better, healthy relationship? All these things. What do you need to learn more about? You know, the area where you need to learn, you know, something about it. So yes, number 8, what boundaries do I need to implement to have healthier relationships? Boundaries are very important in relationships. Boundaries are very important in family. When people know that you have boundaries, they will not take advantage of you. They will know that so and so, if you do this, no man, it's not going to go down well with you. Yeah, you need to let people know this is the far they can go when it comes to dealing with you, when it comes to handling your, you know, your household items, when handling anything they borrow from you. You know, like if I give you a car, this is how it should come back. You know, those things, you just need to have boundaries. But then again, remember, there is a very thin line. Sometimes when you put there, sometimes you can have boundaries to the point where you become so obsessed that you forget about the relationship. But boundaries are there to help you have a healthy relationship with the people that you love, people that you care about, people that are part of your life. All right. So, yes. What boundaries do you need to implement? Is it in your relationship? Is it at your workplace? Yeah. Is it with your loved ones? Is it with your husband or your wife? Is it with your in-laws? Is it with your, you know, those things that will help you avoid unnecessary fights, unnecessary arguments, unnecessary misunderstandings. Does someone know how things are done from the right, from the word go? And it will help you. Instead of, I always say, for example, when someone comes visiting at my place, I tend to host a lot. And when people come here, from the word go, I tell them what I'm expecting of them. I want to know, why are you here? What are you doing? How long are you here for? You know, all the small things, so that I'm able to understand, okay, I'm hosting this person for this long. And when they are here, I can do ABCD for them. And then I tell them, as they are here, this is what I expect from them. I expect them ABCDEFGH. If they're not comfortable with that, that's the door, they can leave. Those are boundaries I've set so that we can live cohesively with one another. All right. Boundaries at work. There are people who are so used to you that they will talk to you in anyhowly. They will just give you their work so that you can do it for them. They will just, you know, just say things that are not right. It's very important for them to know how far is too far. All right. What sort of jokes that they say that offend you. Yeah. And all these things. And again, sometimes when, before we point fingers to the other person, can you ask yourself, what is it about me? Because most of the time I tell people in counseling or even in life coaching, you have control, and I'm sure you've had this, guys. You don't have control of what the other person, like the other person doesn't have the power to tell you or to make you feel a certain way. So if that thing is offending you that much, first of all, yes, they said something wrong, but for it to offend you that much, how are you taking that? Why is it offending you that much? Is there something behind the whole thing? Did you overreact? Is it something that has triggered something in you that you didn't know? You know, all these things, always, it's always important to understand that, all right? And the last question, number 9, what is that one small thing I can do to change my life? Yes, what is that one small thing I can change my life? Most of the thing, I'm going to talk about weight loss, because every January, every person wants to lose weight. So is it weight that you want to lose? Is that one small thing that you can do to change your life, to help you have a healthy lifestyle? Is it going back to school? Yeah. Learning a skill or two? Is it mending that relationship with someone that you care about and you want to make things better? Yeah, because that can change your life. Yeah. So there are so many things that, because I always I keep on repeating this. You know yourself better. Yeah, you know the area where you would want to work on. You know the things that you would want, you know, like, I don't want anybody messing with this one. Like, no. So you're in a better place to tell yourself what works and what doesn't work. All right. So that is all I have for you guys today. The 9 things that you need to ask yourself that will help you have a better 2022. And trust me, these questions will make you reflect on a lot of things, and which is a good thing, because we want, as every year goes by, every month, every week, we desire so much to become better versions of ourselves. And that is why we are here. So thank you so much for listening in. If you feel this is very important and then educative, insightful, like I always say, feel free to share with the people around you, with your circle, your family members, anybody that you think will benefit from this. Don't benefit alone. Come on. Yeah. Sharing is caring. I have a girl, my daughter, that says, Mommy, sharing is caring. That is after she's already eaten whatever she was eating. And then she wants me to share with her whatever I'm eating. So yeah, sharing is caring. So thank you very much. Thank you for the support, for the love. I got so many questions, SMSs, WhatsApp, everything, emails asking me, why aren't you not giving us a podcast for 2022? Yes, here it is. I'm giving you a podcast, the beginning, the new episode for 2022. So yeah, listen in, enjoy. Don't hesitate to send in your feedbacks, please. Those feedback are important. I really appreciate it when I get an email, an SMS, a WhatsApp, or an inbox. Yeah, it's really I'm really grateful about that. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you for being here and for the support and for the love. Till next time, take care of yourself, stay safe, and yeah, I love you so much. Bye bye.